I'd like to invite you over to the book of Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16 reads this way. It says, "But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege again of gathering together as your people. And then, Lord, knowing that where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are there in the midst. And Lord, you've called on us to ask you for all the things that we need. And so, Lord, we need you to speak to our hearts, to open up your word, that we might hear your truth, and that we might walk in. Lord, we pray that you would teach us your ways, and that we would walk in your ways, and not be deceived or distracted or dissuaded, Lord, to follow the wrong path, but to follow you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would work in our hearts and minds tonight and guide us in your truth, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message tonight is simply Sanctified in Righteousness. Sanctified in Righteousness. And the idea of being sanctified is to be set apart, have a special purpose for a special vessel. And that's what we are as God's people. We are a special vessel. And the sanctification is for the honor and glory of God. The righteousness comes from Him. He's the one that has given to us His righteousness. Another title might simply be the Lord's vineyard. It's the Lord's work. It's His. He's the husband. Men, we are the fruit, if you will. We are the plants, and He's the one that's going to produce the growth and everything that we need. And yet, in the midst of all of that, we have an opposing force. So imagine this: God has a purpose and a plan for our lives, and then on top of that, we have Satan and his world system. It is his world system. And again, we're in the world, but we're not to be of it. And so there's a very fine balance there. And it's not that we can't enjoy things. We just need to be careful that we don't get carried off like the world does into the wrong realm of life and forget really our purpose. So tonight, I just want to consider two thoughts tonight. A word of warning, we'll find that here in our text. And then the reason for the word of warning. And so I want to drop down to verse 20. And I want you to notice this progression that we're going to look at here in verse 20. Notice what it says. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Woe unto them, God says, that call evil good. That's the first part of the progression. So in other words, remember when back in the 70s and back in the 80s and maybe in the 90s, they just wanted us to tolerate the things that were wrong. I was listening to somebody not too long ago, and they were talking about, and I don't even know that they were Christians. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, they were talking about how Hollywood had a certain standard that they would not show any nudity when Hollywood got started on the movies, and TV had a stricter format for the television programming. And the comment was made, listen, if the people back in the 40s and 50s could see what's on the TV today, they would have a heart attack. They would not believe that it would digress to that extreme. But here's the thing. Listen, just like if you were sick, remember I shared this with you Sunday, I believe it was, and you were prescribed some painkillers, you'd be very careful and very cautious not to get addicted to those things because you've heard the stories how people never had anything to do with drugs and then all of a sudden they get a horrible addiction. And it was intended for good and it can be used for good and it is used for good. But we have to enter into that very cautiously and very carefully. So likewise also in the world, we need to be careful because it is under the rule and realm of Satan. Again, I mentioned the Harvard and Yale and the Ivy League schools and how they started out to be godly schools and then all of a sudden the founders passed away and then it just kind of digressed. It just kind of reverts back towards the way of Satan. And so likewise, the world, we need to be careful that we are in it and not of it. And so the world does this. They introduce an idea and they say, well, just listen, it's all right. You know, that's what their choice is. This is what they want to do. And so the first thing they do is they begin to call evil good. They say, it's okay. It's just an alternate lifestyle, right? It's not that bad. I mean, come on, get over it. We're in the the new century now, right? I was going to say we're in the 80s, we're in the 90s, we're beyond that, right? But so they're saying, oh, get with it. After all, you've heard this, right? Everybody's doing it, and so it must be all right. Well, that's not the case at all. And so that's the first step. They start calling, listen, evil good. But then notice the next thing. Then they call good evil. Now, if you oppose this, not only do you have to tolerate it, but now you have to support it. If not, you're the wrong person. You're the evil person. And you ought not to have a business, and you ought not, your life ought to be ruined because we're now calling the good evil. So we started off calling evil good, and now we're calling good, the good things, now we're calling that evil. And so it says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. They call the good bad, light for darkness. And notice this, they put bitter for sweet, and then they put the real sweet for bitter. They call it wrong. Hey, listen, everything in our world is flipped upside down. By the way, it's nothing new under the sun. This has been repeated, and it goes, it cycles. But listen, I believe the Lord's return is at hand. I don't know exactly where it is. I won't ever tell you, but we should live like the Lord can come at any moment now, right? And we ought to be prepared for that and be careful not to get caught up into what the world is doing. And so we're different than the world. And God has called us to be different. And so when you consider this, we find that this progression is to call, first of all, evil good. That's how it starts. And then we're not just going to want you to tolerate it. Now we want to call good, the good, evil. And then verse 21, we find the new wisdom of the world. Notice what it says here. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes. Oh, we're so smart. We'll tell you. How to live life. We'll tell you what's right. We'll tell you what's wrong. And so, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe, notice this in verse 22, woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. They start to mock the things that are right. And so God says this is important, because now we find a new wisdom entering in. Now we see a new strength. And now we find really a new justice in verse 23, which justify the wicked for reward. I mean, my goodness, listen, would you have ever thought, who would have made a law? Who would have ever thought they would have made a law that we won't press any charges if only you'll just rob stores for less than $1,000? That'll stop crime, won't it? That was brilliant. That was brilliant. And what do you do? You have to feel sorry for these businesses, because they just can't pack up and leave. They're stuck. They've got inventory. They just can't pack up and leave. But they made a big mistake. So this is all what the world is doing without God. And so tonight, God wants us to know that He is sanctified. He is set apart, and His people are set apart in righteousness. And so it behooves the believer to say, I don't want to get caught up in that. And listen, here's the thing. If we make friends with them, not that we're not friendly, but if we make friends with them, we'll not want to be too rough or too hard on them. Listen, growing up and being in my early 20s and working, I worked among some of these folks that I had no problems with as a lost man. I liked them. I had no dealings with their lifestyle, but I didn't have any ill will towards them, befriended them. But you know what? They don't even realize that their life is against God, and it's destroying their own lives. And so God says, be careful, because we can get caught up into that. And if it's ever been pressing more in our society than today, I've never seen it like it is now. And so God says, be careful. Now, here's the important truth, and that is the reason for this word of warning. Look at verse 24. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Listen to this. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against who? His people. He's not... See, we get to thinking, listen, it was the world. It's the world that's like that. Yes, it is the world that's like that. But God's people became like that. God's people were calling good evil and evil good. And are there not people today that profess to know Christ that are calling, they're calling the evil good, and now they're calling the good evil? Hey, listen, you've got to get away from all this. And in fact, there are people that are saying, you know, we've got to do something more than just preach the Bible today. We've got to really be a help and a comfort and a blessing to society. You tell me where you get that from the Word of God. We've got to encourage people. We've just got to love. Well, their definition of love is not God's definition. Because the definition of the world brings condemnation just like the sorrow of the world does. And so we've got to stand by the grace of God in the love of God for the truth. Because truly, listen, we have to, in all Christian love, and I mean that sincerely, in all Christian Christ-like love, we have to tell them that you will stand condemned before the Lord. Listen, I'm sorry, but if you think you're something other than what you were born, that's a problem. That's not the truth. I cannot say that I am a dinosaur, can I? Even if I growled, I'm a dinosaur, right? I'm not a dinosaur. I'm not a bird. I'm not an animal. And I can never be a woman, praise the Lord. And I can never bear children. I can't. It's a fiction. It's not true. But wait a minute. That's not positive today. But what am I more concerned about? What the world thinks or what God has said? Do you see the difference? And so God is saying, I want you to know the world, we know it's that way. We know that the world is against God. We know that the world hated God. And we know that if the world hated the Lord, they're going to hate us. But wait a minute. God says, don't succumb to them. You are my people that are a peculiar people and a holy people separated for the honor and the glory of the Lord. Now, I'll tell you this. I cannot stand, we cannot stand in our own strength in this. We can't do it. I need the Lord's strength to stand in His love for the truth. How often do you think I need to do that? How often do you think I need to ask the Lord to stand in His truth? Yeah, all the time. Not just today, not just tomorrow, all the time. Because I am flesh and blood. I don't want to stand in my determination because I love the Lord. I want to stand in the strength of the Lord. Because I don't want to, listen, I'm not there to point a finger. I'm reminded. But for the grace of God, that would be me. I am reminded that it was the grace of God that opened up my eyes, and it will be the grace of God in your life and mine that will point the lost to the truth. We're not trying to condemn them. And by the way, listen, we're not trying to get them to change their lives. Is that not true? If they just change their lives, is that going to bring them to heaven? If they say, you know what, I think I'm just going to follow what you said, and I'm going to change my whole life, will that get them to heaven? No. They need to know the same Savior that revealed Himself to us. And so God, may You be pleased to use us to point people to the light, to the truth, right? But here's the thing. It would be important for us to walk in the light and to stand in the light. Because if we're not in the light, we'll never be able to point others. And how will I stand in the light? Not by my effort, not by my desire, but by the strength of the Lord. Amen? So tonight, God wants us to know that we are sanctified, we are set apart in His righteousness, and we are the Lord's vineyard. And so God is the vine, we are the branches, and He will produce the fruit. And more than at any other time, it is important that we understand what's taking place and not fall for that. God, that I may not walk in that. Now listen, in case you wondered, I'm not mad at people that are lost, but they need the Lord, don't they? I'm not mad at them, and I'm not trying to get them to change their lives. I want them to meet the Savior that saved my soul. Amen? We're not trying to give them religion. We're trying to point them to the Savior who will give them a relationship. That we can't do that for them, but God can. And God said, if you'll allow my will to be done in your life, and I'll be raised up, lifted up high, he said, I'll draw everybody to myself through your life and mine. Isn't that amazing? Listen, we are privileged as God's people as we submit ourselves to the Lord to be used in drawing others to Christ. And that is the greatest work. That is kingdom work. Amen? And that's what builds the kingdom of God. And that's what causes the devil to realize that we are a threat, not because we're adamant about our faith, but because the grace of God rules and reigns in our lives. So tonight, be sanctified by the grace of God in His righteousness, and watch what God will do in your life, our life, and in the lives of those who desperately need the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the reminder of walking with you and allowing you to sanctify our lives in your righteousness, that we might truly be the light and the salt of the earth that you've called us to be. May we be reminded, Lord, of the importance of bearing witness of your grace that you've given to us and give us, Lord, on a daily basis. May we seek you every day to do that. And Lord, I would like to encourage us to carry a track, and sometime during the rest of this week, just pass one out, Lord, and encourage somebody with the gospel message. Bless the rest of the time as we break off for prayer, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.